friends, it's Kimberly here with Specialty Care Management and Reiki and Coaching. Hey, so I had just had a quick strategy to share with you guys. I really like this strategy. And I find it's really effective in helping folks who are in a position where they're feeling overwhelmed or they're feeling particularly, and especially I'm hearing a lot of it right now, fear and anxiety and overwhelm, powerlessness. Those are typically very difficult places to be. And sometimes what happens when you're in that space, it can just feel, it can feel real nebulous, right? It can feel overwhelming, almost like a knotted ball of yarn, and you can't tell where do I go to start unraveling it? What can I do? And so mapping is a technique that you can use to help you identify what's the primary driver and what's in your control. What tools do you have? What's in your power that you can do to alter that? So let's say that maybe you came to me and you said, well, I just feel so anxious and afraid all the time. Boy, there's a lot of that right now. So we'll identify the primary feeling is fear. You might identify with that with, you know, I can't, expecting my sleep. My heart's racing. I'm snapping at my kids. I just feel on edge all the time. You might even write out those things that are bothering you. I had one woman tell me she felt like a monster with her children. So those things, and when she was able to peel that back, she's able to identify, well, I'm feeling very anxious and afraid. Okay, so then we could take that out. And now your next question for yourself is going to be, what stimuli, right? We're removing ourselves from ourselves. We're kind of taking the step outside and we're looking at our situation. We're asking ourselves, what are the stimuli that are feeding this feeling? Well, it could be any number of things. But let's say, let's just make up a situation. Let's say, well, my overwhelming driver there. I tell you, I'm worried all the time about money. And what about money? Well, it could be I'm worrying about losing my job. This is actually a great example. I'm worried about losing my job. And then you're going to ask yourself, well, what is it? What are the stimuli that are causing me to think about losing my job? What is the driver there? Right? So the driver there, and you might just list out, what are the stimuli that's making you afraid of losing your job? Well, I'm not showing up. Not showing up. I've been late. They've written me up four times because I've been late to work. Or it could be my production's really low. I can't focus. I'm hearing that a lot, actually. I can't. It's really, really hard to focus. I can't seem to keep my production has dropped by such and so percent, they said, and if I don't get it up, blah, 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 whatever that is, production. It could be, gosh, I've had three of my friends who've been fired or laid off or whatever. So these stimuli then are the things that are driving this feeling of worry, losing your job, that's feeding. Do you get the gist now? That's feeding this overwhelming state where you're kind of fearful. It could be a number of things. It could be maybe the other driver is your neighborhood. Maybe there have been some break-ins in your neighborhood. Or it could be, I don't know, it could have an abusive spouse. And you could put some things in there. And still, with each one of these, you're going to carry this out until you can't carry it out any farther. What are the stimuli that are feeding the break-ins, right? What are the things that are causing that, if you can identify those? You're going to identify what are the stimuli, what are the things that are driving this? This is driving this, right? So what's driving this? And carry it out as far as you can. When you can't carry it out any farther, okay, so if we take it back to this part where your fear is losing your job, well, what are the stimuli that are leading you to feel that way? You list those stimuli. You can carry this out farther. Well, what are the stimuli that are causing this? What are the stimuli? What's affecting you not showing up? Well, I can't sleep. Or it could be, I've had back pain. It could, whatever it is, or I've been late to work. I can't seem to get up. I'm just, whatever. Or my production's dropped. Well, I can't focus. Three friends fired. Well, what do you think the driver is? And you may not know what the driver is there. Well, or it might be, well, you know what? They just always did shoddy work, or whatever. It could be that there are layoffs all over because, you know, things are changing. We're not having as many customers right now, so we have to make cuts. Whatever that stimuli is. And this is where the magic happens, because now your next step is, okay, once you've carried that out as far as you can, so let's look at this here. If we just looked at the example, my production is dropped, if you were to carry that down, well, the stimuli that are affecting that is I can't seem to focus. What's driving that? Well, there's a lot of noise in my house. I'm uncomfortable. I'm working at on a cardboard box in my bedroom right now because I can't seem to. So it might be space, workspace. Could be my eyes hurt. Maybe my eyes hurt because I'm sitting at a computer all day. Whatever it is, could be I have a hard time getting up because I'm tired all the time. So and this is where you're going to figure out, okay, well, what's feeding this? Well, my kids are home because school's crazy right now. Could be my workspace is crazy because, you know, my kids are home. And so I can't work from my kitchen and I'm home. Whatever that is, you're going to map that out as far as you can. Now you finally get to a place where you can't map it out any further. And then you're going to come to a place where you're going to say, well, can I do something about the noise? Is something in my power? What's in my power there? And this is where it's super important to take the girdle off your brain, right? You're not going to put any limits on. You're just going to brainstorm. Some of the ideas that you're going to come up with are going to just be worthless. Some of them are going to be golden. And you might even employ a coach or a trusted friend, somebody who's been successful where you haven't. Remember, when you're reaching out for help, we want to reach out to not laterally and not down. We want to reach up for help, right? So if you're reaching out to somebody else who's struggling, chances are you're just going to drag each other down. Instead, we want to reach up, find a mentor, somebody who's been successful transitioning their work environment, find a good coach. If your work has EAP, that's fantastic. A lot of times you can be plugged in with sometimes just even, you know, 1 to 3 sessions with a good counselor, a good advisor can make all the difference in the world. And so, you know, but you are going to take with what you have and the resources you have, what can I do? Maybe I can put in headphones. Maybe I can look for, maybe there's a teenager in my neighborhood or somebody else who's work situation has changed. Maybe I could hire a sitter to come in, and if your kids are grade school or whatever, maybe they can help them with their online schooling so that I can get some work done. Maybe I can find somebody who can trade services for me with me, that I can have some extra help that I need in the home. Maybe I can redesign my workspace. Right? Maybe I could look at, what can I do to convert my guest room? What can I do? Or what can I do to make the space I have more conducive for my work environment? What can I do for my eyes? If my eyes hurt because I'm at the computer screen, maybe I need to go see my eye doc and get an eye exam. Maybe I need some glasses. If I'm tired, well, you know what? Maybe I need to set a better routine for myself. Maybe I need to go to bed a little bit earlier. I might need to see my provider. If I'm having trouble sleeping, I know that can be a sign of depression. Or it could be that I just need a short-term sleeper. Maybe I need to, you know, find out, what do I do to help my sleep be healthier so that I can feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning? Because that's not normal to be tired all the time, right? Maybe my vitamin D is low. Maybe there's something else going on physiologically that I need to check with my provider. And so from here, this is where you develop your action plan. And here's the real crux. When you do this kind of an exercise, you're going to come up with some strategies, even if it's trial and error, even if the strategies that you come up with don't work, you're doing something to change your situation and you will figure it out. The hard part and what creates so much trouble for us is when we're powerless. Then this whole victim mentality kicks in and we spiral downward just like dirty bath water in a drain. And that does nobody any good. Not you, not your family, not your coworkers, not your community. Everybody suffers when you suffer. Everybody suffers. I promise you, you're important to the people in your circle. And it's really important that you do your part to take care of yourself. You'll feel better for it. Even if in doing some of these, even in identifying some of these strategies, some of them might not work. That doesn't mean it fails. It means maybe you need some other ideas. Maybe you didn't try it long enough, right? So sometimes if we go back to this tired example, maybe I need to set a better routine for myself. Maybe I need to learn about sleep. Maybe I need to go to bed earlier, get up earlier. Maybe I need to make some time for exercise. I promise you, exercise will give you more energy. Sometimes people find that really hard when they're starting an exercise program. And so they'll give up too quickly before they really have a chance to get the benefits started. A lot of things in our lives, we have to take some time to build like a funnel. If you ever fill a funnel, takes a little while till that funnel is full, right? And then you have this steady stream, the steady output. Our lives are a lot like that. We cannot be impatient. Sometimes we have to fill our funnel with different strategies, different ideas, and stick with them long enough to determine if they're going to be efficacious, if they're going to work or not, right? This is just one of many strategies. The nice thing is, even if you can't or you're not identifying things that are going to work, this is fantastic to take in to meet with your coach or a counselor to help identify what will work. What can I do? What tools or strategies do I need that I don't currently possess that would make a big difference for me to move forward so that I can emerge victorious and in a place where I no longer am overwhelmed by fear and anxiety, but that I feel I have some power and direction over my life. And that, my friends, is a beautiful place to be. Take good care of yourselves. Make it a great week. Bye.